那么在
说
在基遍的战役结束了以后
Chapter 10 we didn't finish last time and after the finish、the battles were done
那么那五个王就是联合起来来跟以色列人打仗的那五个王
and the five kings who united against Israel
他们躲藏在一个地方
and they hid themselves at a place
那么就给以色列人找出来了
and they were found out by the Israelites
那么主语有这样的话
and words concerning this
擒贼的先擒王啊
That when you're going to capture the robbers, you first capture the king.
那现在呢？这些王已经给抓到了。
And now the kings are captured.
那也就可以说，这些的困难应该是到了解决的地步。
And one can suppose that the difficulty is over then.
但是在这里我们看见一件事情非常有意思。
But here we see one matter that's very interesting.
当然先。以色列人来告诉约书亚说
that when the Israelites came to tell Joshua
我们找到那几个王
that we have found those five kings
他们都藏在马基大的洞里17节
and in verse 17 it says that they're hiding in a cave at Makeda
那按照一般的情形
and in general
那立刻就把他抓出来吧
they can just go in and capture them
然后就宣告战事结束
and declare that the war is over
但是约书亚当时的安排不是这样
but the arrangement of Joshua at that time was not so
那约书亚告诉他们说
Joshua told them saying
把几块大石头滚到那个洞口
that roll large rocks up to the mouth of the cave
派人看守在那里
and post some men there to guard it
你们要继续追赶你们的仇敌
but don't stop pursue your enemies
要击杀他们进后边的人
attack them from the rear
不让他们进自己的城
and don't let them reach their cities
因为神已经把他们交在你们手里
for the Lord your God has given them into your hands
那就是呢你看在这里这一个安排是非常有意思了
Now, brothers and sisters you can see the arrangement here has a lot of meaning
因为王已经抓了
Because the kings have already been captured.
那基本上来说，敌对势力的那个领导
，and in general, the leaders of the opposition
已经是给打败了
，has already been defeated，
已经是失去作用了
，and they have lost their purpose.
不，所以剩下的人应该所起的作用不太大了。
So the ones left over won't serve much of a purpose.
因为都没有头了。
Because they have lost their head.
但是在属灵的征战的里头
，But in a spiritual battle，
就不是说把那个头子打下来就完毕。
It does not finish at defeating the head，
而是必须要把那个势力彻底的铲除才叫做完结。
But you must utterly destroy the opposition before it's totally finished。
比方说撒旦可以给扔在火湖里
for example Satan might be thrown into the lake of fire
假如他这个黑暗的权势还有许多的漏网的小兵小卒还在外头清风作浪的话
but let's suppose that any of his soldiers of the darkness is still around
那这个问题还等于没有解决
Then the problem itself has not been solved.
那是在这里，约书亚就领会了神的那一个目的。
So therefore, here Joshua understands the purpose of God.
那是要彻底的把迦南人从地上除灭。
That God wants to thoroughly rid the Canaanites.
因为这些人神已经容忍了他们很长久的时间，他们仍然是。犯罪作恶不悔改
because God had bear with them for a long time that they have not repented yet
那么所以约书亚就告诉他们说
so Joshua told them saying
把那五个王看守起来就行不必去处理他
just post some men there to guard against the five kings we do not need to kill them yet
不要迟延继续去追赶那些败逃的那些
But don't stop, pursue your enemies, attack them from the rear.
那在这里我们看到有一件事情是值得我们留意的。
And here we can see one matter that requires our attention.
许多的时候我们在属灵的路上奔跑也好，应付一个属灵的征战也好。
And many times in our spiritual path or in our spiritual struggles,
那我们稍微有一点点的得胜。
That if we just have victory, merely victory,
我们就会停下来了。
Then we would stop.
那这个一停
and this stop
虽然是可以说仍然是享用得胜
and even though this stop can, you can enjoy the overcoming
但是却没有完成神所要做的
but we have not finished what God wants to accomplish
或者说没有成就神的旨意
Or in other words, we have not accomplished the will of God.
那就是我们正面的来看这一件事情的时候。
And therefore, if we look at this matter on the, in front of us,
那我们可以这样说就很清楚了。
We can say it in this way, which would make it very clear.
不贪图眼前的一点的成功。
That we do not stop at just the, the victory at hand
success 所要注意的乃是神的旨意要成全
but what we must focus on is the accomplishment of God's will
因为太多时候一点点的得胜会叫我们忘掉了神的旨意
because too many times just this little victory would cause us to forget the will of God
用人的话来说那就是胜利冲昏了头脑
and using man's words victory has caused his head puffed up
那在这种情形的 里头就不继续往前
and under these circumstances they do not strive forward any longer
该追赶的也不追赶了
and they do not pursue those they should pursue
该继续往前去的也不往前去了
and when they should continue they no longer continue on
那我们在神面前我们承认人的天然非常容易落在这样的陷阱的里头
and we can only confess to God that man's nature many times we are under these circumstances
那我们求主给我们看到当时在基甸战役里头
And we pray that the Lord can see, can teach us that during this battle at Gibeon,
神与约书亚所处理的
that what God,
这一个安排
that what God has led Joshua during this arrangement,
那就让我们也学了一点功课
would cause us to learn a lesson.
在属灵的追求上面
that in the spiritual pursuit
我们求主叫我们一直的往前
we pray that the Lord would let us strive forward continuously
神的旨意没有成就以前
that before the accomplishment of God's will
我们也不停止追赶
that we would not stop pursuing
我们一直追赶直到神的旨意完成
and we'll continue to pursue until the accomplishment of God's will
那么基甸的战役结束了
and after the battle of Gibeon has ended
那我想弟兄姊妹们你留意二十一节
and I figure brothers and sisters should pay attention to verse 21
众百姓就安然回马基大营中
the whole army then returned safely to Joshua and the camp of Makeda
到约书亚那里
to Joshua
没有一个人当然就是指那个迦南人敢向以色列人扰舌的
and no one uttered a word against the Israelites and that no one of course reversed to the Canaanites
那这样的描写就说出当时以色列人那个得胜是到了一个何等高的地步
and this figuration can only suggestWhat victory the Israelites have enjoyed.
但是我要留意的乃是上面的说怎样回到马基大的营里头。
But what we must pay attention is to how did they return to the camp at Makeda.
那圣灵的记录是这样说。
The recording of the Spirit says,
他们是安然地回到马基大的营中。
That they returned safely in the camp of Makeda.
什么叫做安然？
And what is safely?
安然，然就是说没有损伤。
Safely means no injuries.
虽然这里没有像在民数记里面说去攻打摩亚人的时候的那样明确的数字来表达。
And even though this safety does not, is not clearly recorded as the time when they were fighting the Moabites in numbers.
但是这个安然回去，也我个人的体会就是说，也如同那一次一样，没有折损。
But my personal own understanding of this returning safely is just as the time in Numbers that there was no wounds or injuries.
那所以这是一个非常不简单的记录。
So this is not a very simple recording.
你为什么没有折损呢？
And why is there no lack?
那不是因为以色列人比敌人强大。
It's not because the Israelites were much stronger than their enemies.
就是以色列人非常非常的强大。
And even though if the Israelites were mightier than their enemies,
一个战役下来你总不能不死人的。
That in a war you cannot have no deaths, no casualties.
那第二次记得波斯湾战争的时候。
And brothers and sisters might remember the Persian Gulf War.
美国的军队死了没有几个人。
That the American army, the U.S. forces did not die many soldiers.
称作是战史上的很少有的损折。
And they praised it to be that in war that you can't have these little casualties.
虽然是少。
And even though they were little,
但是还是有。
There still was.
以色列人当时的仗打过了以后，他们没有折损。
And after the Israelites have fought their war, they did not have any casualties.
原因在哪里？
And where is the reason?
一句话就可以说明了。
And one sentence would state that clearly.
因为他们是行在耶和华的得胜里。
And because they were walking in the victory of God, of Jehovah.
那我们看以色列人从出埃及以后所打的仗。
And we can see of all the battles the Israelites engaged in after they exited Egypt.
什么时候他们行在神的得胜的里头？
Whenever they walked in the victory of God,
他们都没有折损。
They did not have any casualties.
为什么？
Why?
因为他们是让神去对付仇敌。
Because they let God deal with the enemies.
而他们去承受神的得胜。
And they themselves to inherit the victory of God.
到弟兄姊妹们，这是一个非常非常有福的恩典。
Oh, brothers and sisters, this is a much blessed grace.
因为不仅以色列人有属灵的征战。
And no matter that the Israelites have spiritual battles.
他们当时所有的征战，认真说起来，他们还是不值得征战。
But all their battles that you can just say that they were just material battles.
如果他们是按照属灵的原则去处理就是。
But they dealt with it spiritually.
而我们今天作为神儿女所面对的真的是属灵的征战。
But we today as children of God, we engage in spiritual battles.
不是说明枪明刀在那里彼此的来往。
Not like the spears and the swords are straight right at us.
经常是暗刀的来攻击。
But it's those hidden swords and hidden arrows that fly at us.
因为仇敌是很隐蔽的。
Because the enemy is deceitful, hideous.
那么他们对付攻击我们的时候，我们不一定知道。
And when he comes to deal with us to attack us, we might not know.
那如果对我们来说
，And to us，
如果我们以不值的那一个观念来应付仇敌的攻击
，And if we deal with the enemy using a material standpoint，
那我们并不要倒下去。
Then we must fall。
但是我们感谢神
，But we praise God。
神给我们。 非常大的恩典。
That God has bestowed upon us a great grace.
第一个是地位。
First is our position.
叫我们在基督里。
That we are in Christ.
撒旦可以攻击我们，但是他却不能攻击基督。
Even though Satan can attack us, he cannot attack Christ.
那第二件事情。
And the second matter is,
神不要我们去直接的面对仇敌。
That God does not want us to deal with the enemy directly.
他要让基督去对付他。
He allows Christ to deal with him.
所以说神的儿子显现为要除灭魔鬼的作为，这是约翰一书三章里头的话。
So when it's written in 1 John chapter 3 that the Son is revealed to deal with the works of the enemy,
我们又看到希伯来书这样说。
And we can also see what it reads in Hebrews.
儿女既有那个血肉之体。
And even though the children have flesh,
他也亲自成为血肉之体。
And we are known as bodies of flesh.
为要借着死去败坏掌死权的魔鬼。
That through death we might break the power of the devil.
主的显现和除灭魔鬼的作为
and the manifestation of the Lord and the destroying of his power
主进到死的里头为要对付除掉掌死权的魔鬼
that the Lord's entering into death is to deal with and to destroy his power over death
我们的主对仇敌的那个权力和他的动作都完全的
And our Lord has totally destroyed his reign over death and his authority over sin.
然后神就把他儿子的得胜也赏赐给我们。
And God has also given us the victory of his son.
所以我们读那个保罗的书信的时候。
And therefore when we read the epistles of Paul.
那是哥林多后书里边所提到的。
Mentioned in first Second Corinthians.
那我们是凭借着基督向仇敌夸胜的。
That we have claimed victory through Christ.
罗马书上也是给我们看到这一个。
And it also lets us see that in Romans.
是凭借基督所做的，我们就得胜有余。
That it is through Christ that we can more than conquer.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We praise and thank our God.
这是神所给我们的第二个恩典。
This is the second grace.
在征战的事上面。
Bestowed upon us by God in battles.
一个是在基督里的地位。
One is the position we have in Christ.
一个是基督的得胜。
And the second is the victory of Christ.
那还有一样。
And there's also another.
那就是在真正过程的里头。
That in the process of struggles.
那有些时候那个征战会延长的。
And many times that struggle might delay.
那我们这个人的肉身有时会受不了。
And sometimes our flesh might not be able to take it any longer.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
他又给我们第三样恩典。
He has bestowed upon us the third grace.
那是让他儿子做我们的保惠师。
That is for his son to be our holy, our teacher,
comforter,
our comforter.
这个意思就是说
，and that meaning is，
当我们有需要的时候
，that when we have a need，
当我们受不了的时候
，that when we're able not able to bear it any longer，
我们的主就在我们身旁。伸出手来扶我们一把。
That our Lord is beside us to, with a hand to support us.
那所以中文圣经把那个把那个保惠师另外一个翻译就叫做中保。
So in the Chinese translation, the other translation for comforter is mediator.
那简单的来说，好像是他是我们与神当中的那个连接我们的中间人。
So he is the one in between God and us, connecting us together.
但是这个意义是太简单了。
But this meaning is too simple.
那不然他是把我们与神连接起来的那一个中间人。
And even though he is the middleman that links us together with God,
那中保的意思还不仅是 这一点。
That the meaning of mediator does not merely end here.
不是保证人的保。
It is not one who guarantees.
乃是保护的保。
But one that protects.
又保证又保护。
He guarantees and he protects.
我们感谢赞美主。
And we praise and thank our Lord.
这是您的征战的里面，神就用他儿子向我们显出这三方面的供应。
But in the spiritual matters that God reveals to us, these three supplies that He has given us through His Son.
那因此我们在应付属灵征战的时候，虽然有时会经过死荫的幽谷。
And sometimes when we are in spiritual battles, we might enter the valley of death.
那结果我们还是进到得胜的高峰。
But at the very end, we reach the pinnacle of victory.
那这个新约的里面，我们经历过也领会过的那一个属灵征战的事实。
This is what we have experienced through the spiritual fact in the New Testament.
以色列人在旧约的里面进迦南的路程上所经过的每一次的战役，都是这个属灵征战的一些的预表。
That all the battles the Israelites engaged in when they were in the journey to Canaan is a foreshadowing of these experiences in the New Testament.
那么，当以色列都回到那个马其大的大营的时候
，and when all the Israelites returned into the camp at Makeda.
那这个时候，约书亚就处理那五个王。
At this time, Joshua dealt with the five kings.
那他们把这五个王都带到约书亚面前。
That they brought these five kings before Joshua.
我不知道弟兄姊妹，当我们读到这一段话的时候，你心里面的感觉是怎样
？I don't know how brothers and sisters feel when they read to this point.
既然把那五个王抓过来了。
That since they have already captured these five kings,
那按照神的那一个吩咐杀掉了，那就完了吗
？That according to the command of God, just kill them.
但是约书亚在杀掉他们以前，却做了一些事。
But before Joshua killed them, he did something.
那这个事情我们看来有好像有点多余，不需要这样做吗
？And when we look at this, we see that is just extra. That he does not need to do it.
如果你是一个人道主义者啊，你就更觉得这个事情好像过分了一点。
If you're a humanist, then you might think that these actions are too much.
狗也要人道毁灭，那人怎么可以这样对待
？That even for dogs, you have to kill them. You have to kill them humanitarily, and how can you treat human this way?
那抓鲸鱼抓的太多了，那还要划定一些界限和季节，那这些日子和这些地域不能捕鲸的。Whale.
That when you're dealing with whales, when you catch them,
you 还有许多的限制，不给捕的太多。
Oh, you cannot catch too many of them. There's still a lot of limitations.
哎，我是人道呀。
Because of humanity,
也是要保护不叫他们绝种。
And also to protect from the extinction.
那么现在对待这个人怎么是这样残忍
？So how can you deal so cruelly with men？
那我想弟兄姊妹，首先我们必须一样记得。
But brothers and sisters, let us first remember,
神定规要灭绝这一批人。
That God has arranged for these people to be destroyed.
那是因为他们长久在神的面前犯罪堕落，神给他们机会，他们还是死不悔改，所以这神给了他们不要。那到了最后的日子，神只好这样对付他们。
Because for these group of people, they have fell and sinned against God for a very, very long time, and God has given them.Many chances to repent, but they have rejected it, so this is the result.
免得那个地给玷污了。
That so that the land would not be defiled.
那这是我们首先要注意到。
So this is what we must first pay attention to.
另外我们要注意。
We also must pay attention to.
那为什么 耶稣要叫那些军长来，这里也是叫军长。
Now why did Joshua command the commanders, the army commanders?
来叫他们把脚踏在那些王的颈项上。
For them to put their feet on the necks of these kings.
为什么要这样子？
Why must this action be taken?
那我们从耶稣啊说的话的里头，我们就看出那个原因来。
And from the words recorded in Joshua, we can see where the reason lies.
他说你们不要25节，耶稣啊对他们说，你们不要惧怕，也不要惊惶，应当刚强壮胆，因为耶和华必这样待你们所要攻打的一切仇敌。
And in verse 25 it reads, Joshua said to them, Do not be afraid, do not be discouraged, be strong and courageous. This is what the Lord would do to all the enemies you are going to fight. Now, brothers and sisters, pay attention to one matter.
以色列人出埃及以后所经过的每一个战役都没有像即便这一次的战役那样规模大。
Now, brothers and sisters, keep in mind that since exiting from Egypt, that all the battles the Israelites engaged in, they have not had such a great victory.
那个进入战场的人数虽然这里没有说，但是我们知道也是用兵的那个数目用的最大的一次。
Now, even though the number of the soldiers partaking in this battle was not mentioned,But we do know that it is the greatest number that have engaged in war.
对方是五个王的兵力集中在一起。
Now the opposition is the power of five kings united together.
那所以是很大的一场的战争。
So this was indeed a great war.
所以那一场战争的激烈的程度，我们上一次看过的时候也就了解了。
So the fierceness of this battle we have already talked about last time.
那这算是进入迦南以后第三场战争。
And this is the third battle since they have entered into Canaan.
第一场战争攻打耶利哥。
The first was attack on Jericho.
那是孤立的一场战争。
That was just a battle separate by itself.
攻打爱城也是一个孤立的战争。
And just as if the battle at Ai.
但是这一次的战争呢？
But this battle,
那上一次我们已经从地图上看到了
that we already saw on the map last time.
它的涵盖那个范围好大了
that the territory they covered was great.
那五个王集中起来，那个兵力也是蛮强的
and also the opposition's power united was very strong.
可以说这一场正是以色列人进迦南以后的第一场硬仗
and this was the hardest battle the Israelites engaged in since they entered Canaan.
但是这一场仗不是真人地里面的真正的最难打的一场
but this was not the hardest one to fight in Canaan
但是以色列人在这一场战争以后所面对的敌人又强大又顽固势力又强
for the enemies that the Israelites were going to face they were much bigger and stronger and more stubborn
那我们晓得在第十章里面所说的那一次的征战
and we know that the battles mentioned in chapter 10
是那个迦南地的南方这一带地方的扫荡
is the area and the southern part of Canaan
那弟兄们记得
now brothers and sisters if you remember
以色列人在旷野漂流的那个原因是什么
what is the reason for the Israelites are wandering in the wilderness
なんで因为看见亚拿族人
and it's because they saw the Anakites
他们高大
and they were great and
他们居住的城墙也高大
and the fortified city they lived in with tall, high walls
是不容易去打败的敌人
and it was not easy for them to be defeated
如果看外面的话只有他们打败我们没有条件打败他们
and on the surface only the Israelites were to be defeated not that the enemy was to be defeated
我第一次还仍然记得这一件事
and if brothers and sisters still remember this
那我们就要记住了
Then we have to keep in mind.
当时以色列人所看见的亚拿族人和那些高大的城墙，就是在这个迦南地的南边。
And these Anakites and these great cities that the Israelites saw were on the southern area of Canaan.
那么现在，即便的战役结束了以后
，and after the a battle has ended in Gibeon,
神在他们中间那个带领并没有停止。
But the guidance of God amongst them has not stopped.
哎呀，这么小的这场战役在结束以后，他们只是回到马基大的那个临时的总部。
Now, brothers and sisters, if you have noticed that after the battle has ended, they return into a temporary camp at Makeda.
他们并没有回到基扎。
They have not returned to Gilgal.
那我们看到第十章末了的时候，我们才看见他们回基扎。
But only at the end of chapter 10 do we see them returning to Gilgal.
我们以前读到基扎。他们在机场行隔离的时候，我们已经提过那一件事。
And we have already mentioned about the matter that when they had been circumcised at Gilgal.
在以后每一次战役完毕的时候，他们就回机场。
That every time after a battle has ended, they return to Gilgal.
这是一个非常不合理的一个安排。
And this was an arrangement that is unreasonable.
在人看来，的确是很难接受的。
That is very hard for man to take.
但是神带领他们每一次战争结束就回基甲。
But this is the guidance of God that every time the battle finished, they returned to Gilgal.
当然当时的历史是这样。
And of course the history at that time was like that.
但我们今天看就不仅是看见当时的历史。
But today when we look at it, we do not just look at merely at the history.
我们乃是看见在历史里面所发表的那个属灵的原则。
But we can see the spiritual principle in the history.
属灵真正的基础
that the foundation of spiritual battle
不在面对的仇敌
it's not just facing the enemy
而是在对自己的对付
but it's the dealing of self
基甲那里一个属灵的实际就是对付肉体吗
and the spiritual practical aspect of Gilgal is to deal with the self
要脱离肉体吗
To rid ourselves of the flesh.
这一次的得胜
and after experiencing one victory,
神就把他们领回基甲
God leads them back to Gilgal.
让他们在那里经历一次那个脱离自己的功课
and for them once again to learn this lesson of ridding themselves,
重新让主来做他们的一切。
And once again for God to be their all
然后再出发去接迎接下一次的征战
before they engage and meet another battle
因此我们人的天然就是这样的可恨
brothers and sisters this is how despicable man's nature is
就是享用不能不得得胜
This is how come we cannot always enjoy victory.
一享用了，但是人自己就跑出来了。
And after we have enjoyed victory, the flesh comes forth.
人的肉体就跑出来了。
And the flesh comes forth.
就有点像打上了耶利哥，就自己去打爱城一样。
Just as if they have defeated Jericho and they went on themselves to fight Ai.
但是神让他们学了功课
But God has teach them a lesson
每次战争完毕回击甲去
Every time after battle has finished return to Gilgal
对他们来说他们在那里行隔离
And to them they were circumcised there
对我们来说我们又回到一次肉体对付的更新里
And for us is to return into being refreshed with dealing of the flesh
但是我们回到回头来说
But let us go back and
即便的征战以后即便的征战是进迦南以后的第一次大战役
But this battle at Gibeon was the greatest battle they have since they entered into Canaan
但是紧接着在即便战役以后的那些战役是一次比一次厉害
But the battles they engaged in after this battle wasMore fierce every time on.
那这次是以色列人所接触到的最大的一次的战役。
And this was the greatest battle they have finished.
前面的战役，以色列人不知道，但是神知道。
But the battles that they are about to engage in, the Israelites themselves don't know, but God knows.
一次比一次艰苦。
That the harder it gets.
那就是神要让这些以色列的将领们信心要坚固。
That God wants their faith to be strengthened.
来迎接前面更大的征战
so that they can engage in greater battles、okay.
所以就让约书亚让那些军长们来把脚马脚踏在那个那五个王的颈项上
so therefore God allowed Joshua to command the, five,、the army commanders to put their feet on the, five king, the neck of the five kings
让他们里面壮胆
So their hearts might be strengthened.
信心坚固
That their faith might be strengthened.
因为当他们这样踏脚在那个武王的颈项上的时候
For when they stamp their feet upon the necks of these five kings,
约书亚就宣告一件事
That Joshua proclaimed,
耶和华必这样待你们所要攻打的一切仇敌
This is what the Lord will do to all the enemies you are going to fight.
所以很明显我们看到就是这一件事情来坚固仗你们的信心好迎接前面更大的征战
So therefore very clearly you can see here that God wants us to establish their faith and their courage before they engage in greater battles
我们也可以这样说
And we can also say
是来总结出征战的那个结果是在神的手里
that the result of the battle is in God's hands it's true that the result of the battle is in God's hands
那么不仅是现在还是这样
not only now it's like that
以后每一次的征战都是如此
even the battles ahead would be like so
那因为在基甸的战役的里头他们总结出这样的结论
because they have this conclusion at,、as a result from the battle at Gibeon
那个过程是很清楚的
and the process was very clear
因为这一层征战主要的那一个得胜的眼见的原因那是天上打下来的那些包子
because the very clear reason that the eye can see is because of the hailstones from the heavens
那是神做的事
that is the work of God
那经过这样的一次的总结
and through this conclusion
那么以色列人的特别是他们那些将领他们看见我们不是凭自己去征战乃是凭着神做我们的得胜去征战
that the Israelites especially the army commanders see that it is not them who are fighting but it is God fighting for them
那以后这五个王就给杀了
And so these five kings were killed.
他们的尸首也就挂在那个树上。
And their corpses were hung on a tree.
但是日落的时候，那个尸首就放下来，去拿去埋葬了。
But they were taken down at evening and buried.
那我们看到的。
And we can see.
像在暗城的时候一样。
Just as at the city of Ai.
虽然他们得胜。
Even though they have gained victory.
但是他们却没有。高兴到一个地步什么事都忘了
but they were not so joyous to a point that they have forgotten everything else
他们仍然记得神的传递
they have still remembered the authority of God
他们仍然记得神在律法上所定规的事情
they have remembered the law set by God
尸首不能在外面过夜
that the dead bodies cannot be hung after evening
免得玷污那个地
Lest the land be defiled.
所以他们也就在热的以前，他们就也处理了这件事。
So they dealt with this before evening.
那在这个时候
at this time,
我们真看见以色列在大事上、小事上，他们已经懂得谁是他们的元帅了。
And we can see that the Israelites have learned in great things and little things who their leader is.
发令的是约书亚。
And the one who gives command is Joshua.
但是实际指导他们的是神自己
but in reality one who guides them is God himself
那么从二十八节开始
and starting from verse 28
就有一段的战争的记录
it records passages of other battles
但是不是记录那个战争的过程
it does not record the process of the battle
而是记录那个战争的结果
it records the result of each battle
这样战争的结果
and each result
就是得胜
is victory
每一次战争的结果就是得胜。
And the result of each battle is victory.
那么我们也就在这里看到一件事情。
And we can also see one matter here.
他们顺从元帅的时候。
That when they obey the leader of the commander of God, the army of God,
又在得胜。
That they have gained victory once and once again.
如果我们观看这样的一个记录啊。
And when we just read the history, the recording here,
我们用刚才那几句话就好像把这一段战争的记录讲完了。
And using the words we just spoke, seems like we have finished these battles.
但弟兄姊妹们不要忙。
But brothers and sisters, do not rush.
神做工不是做的那么简单的。
But God's work is not so simple.
如果就做的那么简单的话，那我们跟随主就很舒服的了。
For if his works were so easy, our following of the Lord would be very comfortable.
其实认真说得准确一点。
And to be more accurate,
神的带领的确是很简单的。
But God's guidance is indeed very simple.
但是复杂是复杂在我们这些人的身上。
But it gets complicated because of us.
所以结果呢，就好像给我们感觉得到神的带领也变成复杂了。
So therefore, we might feel the guidance of God become being complicated.
那我们感谢赞美主。
And we praise and thank God.
在这一个真正的记录的里头。
That in the recording.
我提醒人们注意一些事。
I, brothers and sisters, please pay attention to.
那，第二个你们看一下。
Brothers and sisters, please look at
第二十八节最末了的那一句话，中文圣经。
The last sentence in verse 28 in Chinese.
我想英文圣经、旧圣经也应该是末了一句吧。
And I suppose the English translation is also the last sentence.
然后你先放在心里。
Now keep that in your heart first.
然后你再看三十节最末了的那一句。
And then read the last sentence in verse 30.
是不是一样？
Is it the same?
好了，那然后。Okay.那弟兄姊妹们，就看三十二节末了的那一句。
Now brothers and sisters, look at the last sentence in verse 32.
有点不一样了。
Oh, there's a little difference there.
再看。
And we'll continue.
你要注意不一样的地方是在哪里。
You have to notice where the difference lies.
然后我们看第长了些节三十七节
and then we'll look at verse 37
也是最末了的那两句
also the last two sentences of the verse
这一句话就把三十五节所该说的却没有说出来的话补说了是吧
it seems as if these two sentences said what should have been said in verse 35
然后呢
And then
看三十九节最末了的那几句了
And the last few sentences of verse 39
看到这里
And when you read till here
那这一个战争的记录大概是看完了
That the recording of these the results of these few battles
但
今天主任
你看到刚才我提出来那几点的时候你有什么感觉呢
But brothers and sisters, what feelings do you have at the few points I pointed out?
你看到一些什么事情呢
What did you see?
我们看见耶利哥是不胜的经历的基础
What we can see is that Jericho is the foundation of victory.
但是你看下去的时候
But once you read further on
你发觉
Then you'll notice
耶利哥的得胜的经历
That the experience of the victory of Jericho
不是永远是他们得胜的经历
It's not the experience of their victory eternally
而耶利哥的经历
That the experience of Jericho
只是用了两次
was only used twice
那就是二十八跟 30,
and that is in verse 28 and verse 30.
就是在对付马基巴王和对待利拿王这两个事实上面是引用了耶利哥的经历。
And that in dealing with the king of Makeda and the king of Libna, that they used the experience of Jericho.
那如果他引用一次，我们看不出这个是得胜的基础。
That if they only used it once, we cannot see this is the foundation.
但是用了两次，我们就看出了哦，他们得胜的经历是以耶利哥的那个经历做蓝本。
That when we see them using it twice, we can see that.The foundation of the experience of victory is Jericho.
It's the
blueprint of victory.
但是到了第三次的战争时，就是以后的第三个战争。
And once you see the third battle,
就不提耶利哥。
It no longer mentions Jericho.
为什么不提耶利哥呢？
Why is it that they don't mention Jericho?
那不提耶利哥又提哪一个呢？
If they don't mention Jericho, who do they mention?
就提了最末了的那一个。
It mentions the very last one.
就是利拿王。
And that is Libna.
不根据耶利哥。
It is not any longer according to Jericho.
是根据利拿。
It is according to Libna.
然后再从到一基伦的时候。
And once they get to Eglon,
到西伯伦的时候
，And when they went reached Hebron,
那一个蓝本又不是利拿了，而是一基伦了。
The blueprint is no longer Libna but Eglon.
那然后就到最末了对付底比的时候呢
？And at the very end when they dealt with Debra，
仍然不是耶利哥
，It is still not Jericho，
而是希伯伦
，But Hebron
再加上利拿
，Added on to Libna。
那弟兄姊妹们
，Now brothers and sisters，
当我们读经读到这个地方的时候
，When we read the Bible to，
你必须要在神面前问。
You must ask before God.
神啊，为什么是这样的记录
？God, why is it such recording here?
为什么是这样的记录做以头一个记录做第二个记录的根据，然后又用第二个记录做第三个记录的根据
？But why is it so that the first recording is according to the first and the third recording is according to the second.
那弟兄姊妹们
Now brothers and sisters
当我们会问这样一个问题的时候
Now when we're able to ask these questions
我们就发现一件事
Then we'll notice one matter
耶利哥是他们进迦南的头一个得胜的经历
Now Jericho is their first experience of victory once they entered into Canaan
那所以在那个得胜的经历就成了他们下一个得胜的那个根据、个基础。
So therefore, this first experience of victory becomes the foundation of the next victory.
那这样的一个最初的那个经历
，So this very first experience，
那对人来说那个印象是比较深的。
The impression upon man is more deep.
那所以耶利哥的经历啊，就成了头两个战争的那一个得胜的基础的蓝本。
So therefore, the victory at Jericho becomes the blueprint for the first two victories.
但是弟兄姊妹们
But brothers and sisters,
我们自己也许也经历过这样的事
Ourselves, maybe we have experienced such experiences.
我们有一些经历
We have some experiences.
是得胜的
It's experiences of victory.
也许我们能凭着那个得胜的经历再得胜一次或者两次
And maybe accordingto that foundation of victory we might overcome once or twice more
那等到第三次啊就不灵了
but once the third time comes it no longer works
啊没办法再靠着哎呀那次我得胜了这次我当然也得胜了
you cannot no longer rely on the first victory to overcome again
那你要靠着那一个头一次得胜的时候
and if you were to rely on the first victory
你就发觉你失败了
then you notice that you have failed
你说为什么上一次可以现在不可以
then you might doubt why is it last time I can and now I cannot
那弟兄姊妹这就带我们到一个非常原则性的问题上
now brothers and sisters this brings us to a very important principle
那在属灵的增长和在属灵的学习里边我们是靠着经历来学习的呢还是靠着赐经历的主来学习的
That in spiritual matters and spiritual lessons do we rely on the experiences or do we rely on the, our Lord who is the giver of the experiences
那当然是靠着那给经历的主
And of course we rely on the one who gives the experiences
但是我们是非常容易落在那个靠经历的经历里
But very easily we fall into relying upon our experiences
所以我们产生许多的难处
so many times many difficulties arise
那神当时带领以色列人就不让他们落在这样的人的愚昧
so therefore when God was leading the Israelites at that time he did not allow them to fall into such foolishness
所以我们看到到了利拿以后
so therefore when we see that once they reach
Jericho 耶利哥的经历不再纪念了
That the recording of the experience of Jericho was no longer recorded.
利拿以后，是利拿的经历成为伊基伦的经历。
Therefore, after Libna, the experience of Libna becomes the foundation of Eglon.
那然后伊基伦的经历
，and the experience of Eglon
又成了希伯伦的经历
，becomes the experience of Hebron.
那到了这一次在南方的战争结束以后
And after the battles of the southern side has ended
整个的经历呢好像就根据了希伯伦的经历和利拿的经历
All the experiences seems to be according to the experience at Libna and Hebron
那你说为什么
And you might ask why
你说为什么
Why
那上面就是耶利哥用了两次不用了
And you might say that Jericho was used twice and no longer used.
然后是利拿
And then Libna.
然后是拉吉然后是伊基伦
And then
然后是希伯伦
And then Eglon and then Hebron.
那为什么到不了的时候又把利拿又再提出来呢
And why is it at the very end it mentioned Libna again?
那弟兄姊妹这是真是很有意思
And brothers and sisters, indeed there's a lot of meaning to this.
那若是主给我们所领会的没有约出
If,
他自己的心意的话
If God lets us experience his himself without any bonds limitations
那比如说你就看到
Then you can see
利拿的经历是什么经历
Then you can see what kind of experience Libna is
当然是得胜的经历
Of course it's an experience of victory
但是是什么得胜的经历
But what kind of victory
利拿代替了耶利哥这是什么
Libna has replaced Jericho. What does that mean?
这是更新
This is being refreshed.
Libna 的经历代替了耶利哥的经历
That the experience of Libna took the place of the experience of Jericho.
耶利哥的经历是老的经历
That the experience of Jericho is the old experience.
是旧的经历
It's old.
现在新的征战需要新的经历
Now therefore new battles require new experiences
那所以利拿出来耶利哥就放下了
Therefore Libna comes forth and Jericho is put away
那然后就是拉吉了
And then it's Lachish
那拉吉的征战的时候呢
And at the battle of Lachish
都输了
And after there was victory,
但是不再是利拿的经历
but no longer is the experience of Libna,
而是拉吉的经历
but it's the experience of Lachish.
那从经历上面来看，我们又看见那旧上又更新了
And when we see this, we can see it being refreshed again.
你就看见那个不断的在那里更新上
And you can see that continual refreshment there.
那当时的结果，我们就看到一件事情
Brothers and sisters, then we can see one matter.
属灵的经历一定有一次有头一次的经历。做基础
that spiritual experiences must have the first experience as its foundation
但是头一次的经历必须带进新的经历
but the first experience must bring forth new experiences
多经历一次就叫经历多更新一次
that the more you experience the more you are refreshed
那我们感谢赞美主
now we praise and thank our Lord
那现在到了末了的时候
That's why at the very end
整个的得胜整个的这个不是战役了是整个南方的扫荡完毕以后
Now the conclusion of the sweep of the southern area
那另一个得胜就是希伯伦和利拿的经历
That this conclusion is that it is the experience of Hebron and Libna.
那为什么是希伯伦和利拿的经历
Now why is it the experience of Libna and Hebron?
如果是希伯伦的经历，我们懂，因为是一层一层一层这样的下来。
Now if it's the experience of Hebron, then we'll understand because it's one city to the next.
但是把利拿又再带出来的话，那这个我们就好像不懂了。
But when it brings forth Libna again, then we might not understand.
那弟兄姊妹，我们先看利拿。
Brothers and sisters, let's first look at Libna.
什么叫做 Libna?
What does Libna mean?
Libna 乃是经历更新的开始，对不对？
Now Libna is the experience of being refreshed, the very beginning.
耶利哥到了 Libna, 就是 Libna 了。
Now Jericho, and Libna. Now once it reaches Libna, it's Libna.
Libna 以前是耶利哥。
Now before Libna is Jericho.
那过到了Libna 的时候，就不再是耶利哥，是 Libna。
That after Libna is no longer Jericho, but Libna.
那很显然，我们看见这是一个更新的开始。
Now, very apparent, this is the beginning of being refreshed.
但是这个更新呢，是不住的更新下去的。
But this being refreshed is continual.
更新到一个什么地步呢
？And what does this continue on to?
更新到希伯伦。
It continues on to Hebron.
那为什么是希伯伦是那个这个整个经历更新的高点呢？
Now why is Hebron the pinnacle of this being refreshed?
那弟兄姊妹注意咯。
Now brothers and sisters, pay attention.
我们现在又看看37节了。
Let us look at verse 37.
连36节都读。
Even 36.
那约书亚和以色列众人从伊基伦山希伯伦去啊，攻打这城，就得了希伯伦和属希伯伦的诸城。
Then Joshua and all Israel with him moved on from Lachish to Eglon. They took up positions against it and attacked it. They captured it that same day and put to the sword and totally destroyed everyone in it, just as they had done to
Hebron.
Brothers and sisters, you see that at the place of Hebron is not just Hebron.
那其中的提的每一个地方就是那个地方。
But also all those areas that was mentioned.
那个城，那个邦国。
That city and the tribe, the villages.
但是到了希伯伦的时候
，But once it reaches Hebron,
就不仅是一个城
，Not just only one city.
希伯伦是一个大城
，Hebron was a big city.
但是希伯伦还带着许多的城
，But Hebron has many villages.
那书里看到希伯伦是一个很大的地域
，So Hebron was a very vast area.
那这个希伯伦的真正结束的时候啊
，And at the result, at the end of this battle at Hebron,
差不多整个南地的扫荡的战斗啊，也就接近尾声了。
And the sweep of the southern cities was at the very last stages.
那说希伯伦的得胜乃是那个得胜的高点。
So the victory at Hebron is the pinnacle of victory.
那所以我们。了解到一件事情
So we can know, we can understand
我们聊的时候用希伯伦的得胜作为那个基础
But at the very end we use the victory of Hebron to be the foundation
我们说希伯伦的得胜是一个丰满的得胜
But we say the victory of Hebron is a one, abundant one
利拿的得胜是一个更新的一个更新的开始的得胜
That the experience of Nibna is the victory of the beginning of being refreshed.
那这两个经历摆在一起的时候，我们就看到那一个比较完整的那个那个结果了。
And when we put forth these two experiences, we can see the complete result.
得胜再得胜
victory and victory once again.
不住的让得胜更新
continually let victory refresh.
一直得胜到那个最高点。
Until we have gained victory at the highest.
就是那个丰满的得胜。
That is the victory of abundance.
那为什么这很有意思
Now, brothers and sisters,
希伯伦这个地方啊
at the place of Hebron,
是迦南地里面三个很重要的地方之一。
That is one of the three most important places in Canaan.
那弟兄姊妹，我们常常以为耶路撒冷是迦南地的主要的地方。
Now, brothers and sisters, oftentimes we mistaken at Jerusalem as the most important place in Canaan.
当然是。
Of course it is.
但是不是约书亚那个时候。
But not at the time of Joshua.
是在大卫的时候开始。
It's at the beginning at the time of David.
在约书亚的这一个时候。
At the time of Joshua.
也就是在亚伯拉罕进迦南的那个时候。
It is also at the time when Abraham.
不是说他们时候相同。
It's not that they have the same timing.
而是说就是从亚伯拉罕进迦南，一直到大卫在耶路撒冷做王这一段日子里头。迦南地的主要的几个地方不是耶路撒冷，耶路撒冷是在其内。
But it is to say that at the period of time between when Abraham entered into Canaan until David established his kingship and his kingdom in Jerusalem, during this period of time, Jerusalem is not one of the most important cities in Canaan.
耶路撒冷之所以成为重要，乃是因为以色列国的。
And Joshua only, Jerusalem only became important is because of the establishment of Israel.
那是将来主的国度的树影。
And that is also the shadow of the Lord's kingdom.
那是耶路撒冷就在那一个时候成为首都。
And at that time, Jerusalem became the capital.
那从那时候开始，耶路撒冷的地位才确立。
And at that time, only at that time, Jerusalem's place was lifted.
在大卫做王以前。
That is before David became king.
迦南地的几个主要的地点，第一是事件。
That the places of importance in Canaan first is
Shittim. 第二是伯特利。
Second is Bethel.
第三就是希伯伦。
Third is Hebron.
那我们如果还记得创世纪亚伯拉罕的历史的时候，你一定记得这三个地方。
And if we remember the history in Genesis, then during Abraham's time, then we remember these three cities.
事件是亚伯拉罕第一次筑坛、筑帐篷、筑坛敬拜神的地方。
Now Shechem is the first place where Abraham built a tent and built an altar to worship God.
伯特利是雅各接受那一个神的殿的启示的地方。
And at the place of Bethel was when Jacob was revealed God's God revealed his God revealed to Jacob his house.The house of God.
那希伯伦呢?
And at Hebron,
希伯伦又是亚伯拉罕在那里长久居住的地点。
It's the place where Abraham lived for a very long time.
但是这个地点后来就成为大卫做王的开始。
But this place also became the place where David first became king.
那是希伯伦这个地方，在属灵的意义上面是很重很大的。
So this place, this place Hebron, the meaning spiritually is very great.
那再加上它的这个地域
，and at its location.
那我们看见希伯伦是很重要的。
We can see that Hebron is very important.
那现在南地的征战啊，希伯伦的战争结束的时候，那就已经是把那个得胜推到最高点了。
So the victory of the southern cities at the very end at Hebron lifted the result of the victories to the highest.
那我们感谢神。
We thank God.
当南地的战争结束的时候
，at the end of the southern cities,
是希伯伦的经历加上利拿的经历。
It is the experience of Hebron added on to the experience of Libna.
那也就是说，就是你到了希伯伦的经历，你还必须要带着利拿的经历。
It is to say that once you reach the experience of Hebron, you have also to carry with you the experience of Libna.
那意思就是说，在这一段时间里，你爬到得胜的最高点的时候，但是你还必须以那个最高点做起点，再更新。
And it is to say, once you have reached the highest point of victory at Hebron, it is for you to use that as a foundation to reach even higher victories.
或者说把那个得胜的基础再扩张。
Or to say to expand the experience of that victory.
那弟兄姊妹，这个很有意思。
Brothers and sisters, there's a lot of meaning.
现在我们再来看一看地图，好吧
？Now let us once again turn to the map.
我们看看这里面所记载的整个的那个战争的路线呢。
And the path of these battles.
那弟兄姊妹，你就看见了。整个在耶路撒冷，就是基遍地以南的那个地方啊，整个以色列人在那里打了一个圈。
那 you can see that Israel went in a circle at this battle of Gibeon.
那从基遍到亚亚伦。
And you can see that they went to Eglon.
从亚亚伦到基色。
That from Eglon they went to Lachish.
到马基大。
And then they went to Makeda.
然后就到利拿。
And then they went to Nibna.
然后就到那个伊吉伦
，and then they went to Eglon，
又拉吉
，and then they went to Lachish，
又到了加沙
，and they went to Gaza， Gaza，
就是现在那个以色列跟那个巴结，他们最近解决一点点问题的那个加沙了。
It is the Gaza where Israelites deal with the problems now.
然后就回到比提。
And then they went back to Adiba.
然后他们再回到希伯伦。
And then they returned to Hebron.
那最末了。
And that is at the very end.
就回到基甲。
They went to Gilgal.
那比如说，如果你用笔把他们整个的路线一连接起来的时候，你就看见，以色列人是生横在这个南方的这一大片。
Now, if you use a pen to connect the area they have traveled in the southern cities, you can see that they have traveled around this area.
然后就是从约旦河和就往海那边去到了海边。
Now you can see from the River Jordan to the coast.
那然后就沿着海边就下到那个埃及的边界。
And you can see that they went around the coast to the border, to the boundary of Egypt.
然后又回过来向东，回到差不多到死海那附近。
And they headed east, almost to where the Dead Sea is located.
然后就转向北。
And then they have turned north up.
经过希伯伦就回到基甲。
Up past Hebron before they return to Gilgal.
那弟兄姊妹们。
Now brothers and sisters,
我们就看到这一场战，从基甸所引起的那一场战争。
That this battle started at Gibeon.
从基甸战役开始。
It started at Gibeon.
一直到南方的整个的区域。
That it
完全的东取上来。
That it covered and surrounded the whole region of the south.
我们感谢赞美。
We conquered it and took it. We praise and thank God.
那这一次的征战。
That this battle.
我们看四十节开始就有一个这样的总结的话了。
We read verse 40, it has this conclusion.
这样耶稣啊击杀全地的人啊，这个全地就是南方的全地。
So Joshua subdued the whole nation, and this is the region of the south.
那就是山地、南地、高原、山坡的人和那些地的诸王，没有留下一个，将凡有气色的进行杀灭。正如耶和华以色列的神所吩咐的。
And this region, including the hill country, the Negev, the western foothills, and the mountain slopes, together with all their kings, he left no survivors. He totally destroyed all who breathed, just as the Lord, the God of Israel, had commanded.
那耶稣亚从加底斯巴尼亚攻击到加沙，又攻击歌山全地，直到基甸。弟兄姊妹注意，这里的歌山不是埃及地的歌山，是。以色列迦南地南方的一个地方叫做歌山，地图上没有表达出来。
Now, brothers and sisters, read verse 41. Joshua subdued them from Kadesh Barnea to Gaza and from the whole region of Goshen to Gibeon. Now, pay attention. This Goshen is not in Egypt, but is in the southern part of Canaan, which is not written out in the map on the map.
耶稣亚一时杀败了这些皇，并夺了他们的地，因为耶和华。以色列的神为以色列征战，于是约书亚和以色列众人回到基甲的营中。
Verses 42 and verse 43.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
征战的得胜。
that the victory of the battle
乃是因为神在他们前头做好了一切
is because God was ahead of them and had already finished it.
人能享用的胜
that man is able to enjoy victory
乃是因为他们懂得回到基甲
is because they understand that they should return to Gilgal.
在对付人的自己
to once again deal with the self.
让基督的分量在人里面扩充
to let the Christ expand in us
就奠定下一次得胜的基础
and to establish the foundation of the next victory
啊，我们感谢赞美主
we praise and thank God
那从基甸所引起的南方的战斗到这里就结束了
that the wars that was from Gibeon ends here
迦南地的一半已经让以色列人得着了
that half of Canaan was gained by the Israelites
但是征战还没有结束
but the wars have not finished
更大的征战还在前头
greater wars lie ahead
所以他们必须回到基甲
so they must return to Gilgal
他们回到基甲
and when they return to Gilgal
我们在属灵的征战里边也要回到基甲
even in our spiritual struggles we must return to Gilgal
我再说一遍
I'll say it once again
基甲就是对付人的自己
Gilgal is a dealing of the self
属灵的征战不是对付人
spiritual struggles is not dealing against man
也不是处理人
it's not to rid man
乃是对付自己处理自己
but to deal and rid of ourselves
好多时候我们常常会有这样的错觉
and many times we have this misunderstanding
属灵征战我乃是帮助你矫正你
that spiritual struggle is that I can help you and I can adjust you correct you
这个就是属灵的征战
and this is spiritual struggles
不错了
but that's wrong
属灵的征战不是对付人
spiritual battle is not to deal with man
不是老盯着别人
it's not to point at anyone
属灵的征战乃是对付自己
But spiritual battles are to deal with the self
对付着自己越彻底得胜就越丰富
The more thorough we deal with ourselves the more abundant the victory is
因为得胜就是基督在我们身上照常显发
Because victory is the manifestation of Christ being in us
Enlarged
in us
As useful in us我想我们今天晚上读的第十章就结束在这了
I suppose we end chapter 10 here tonight
好吧我们有一两位弟兄和姊妹但我们有点祷告